you in particular to Roger for getting in touch with me and my guests, organising all of you to be here today. It's a lovely occasion and I'm very pleased to be here. I'm still waiting for 97 to be called, however. I'm still standing here and I'll be here for quite a long time waiting for 2007 so I can sit down again. Roger asked me to say a few words about memories of 97 to 2007 and links with the old Farnamians. And I have got very many memories, but I'm going to pick out a few of them. I had a bit of a baptism of fire in 1997 when the Farnham 400 Trust lecture was Jeremy Hardy's. And Michael, I don't know was anybody there? Were you there? The Jeremy Hardy's? And I think he ruffled a few feathers in his speech, but it was extremely entertaining. I also remember Roy Lancaster talking about his enthusiasms for various plants. I remember Patrick Blower doing his talk about being a political cartoonist, which was absolutely fascinating. He did a load of illustrations. Sir Ray Tyndall did something about newspapers, and we had a very technical talk about global warming. I don't know who that was. Anybody remember who that was?
No.
Very technical and very prescient, I suspect. But another memory I have, of course, is of George Baxter, who was a total gentleman. I remember going to his garden party celebration in about 2004, was it? And then I remember the bust of George and the ceremony at the Maltings to celebrate his life and the sculpture. I also remember lots of evenings with prizes being given to students. Lots of students walking across stages and receiving prizes donated by old Farnhamians. But one of the things I just wanted to mention today was a line in on your website which talks about the thread of educational continuity. And I asked the chaps on my table today, what do they remember? Who do they remember? Why do they remember their teachers? Nobody actually mentioned education. There was quite a lot about humour, a lot about support, a lot about fun. And I've been in the education business all my working life, and I think those characteristics sum up what I think does make good teaching. But unfortunately, it doesn't make very good achievement, necessarily. I have continued my own learning. I've recently taken up watercolour painting. And I go to a class every week, and the chap who takes the class is a very competent artist, but he isn't a teacher. And I go because it makes me do my art to at least 2 hours a week. But I don't actually learn very much. I practice quite a bit. And I would say that's training. It's not education. And if you're in any doubt about the difference between education and training, somebody told me a very good definition. If you are confused about the difference between education and training, just think about whether or not you would like your daughter to have sex education or sex training. When I'm not going to classes in my art, I go. I've just recently come back from a week's holiday, a painting holiday, and the chap who takes that is an absolute born teacher. He's not a trained teacher, but he's a born teacher, and he makes it fun, and he has a great sense of humour. And he doesn't just talk about doing painting, he talks about the great painters, he talks about how pigments came about, he gives us quizzes, he does lots and lots of different things to make it a great lesson and a great experience. And I think one of the things that you have in common as old boys of Farnham Grammar School is that that's what you shared, a very great experience. And I wish you very, very good health into the future, and longevity, and very fond memories. And that's all I'm going to say. Have fun. Thank you.